Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Laura Uretzian joining us today. We're going to talk about the Murdaugh appeal and the opportunity, the likelihood, the possibility, the chance in hell that Murdaugh has in getting an appeal. Laura, thoughts?
He may have a chance in hell.
literally in hell.
he may actually have a chance. Okay. Any defendant may have a chance, depending on what happened at trial, and especially in his, because it was such a notorious case. And, and basically, the entire trial was character assassination. All they did throughout the trial, and the judge allowed it, and that's going to come up on appeal, is character evidence or evidence of former the fraud that they're alleging that he committed. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of financial crimes that they covered, right? There was day after day, witness after witness, about all these financial crimes. And you know, what that did, and I know it did it, is probably got the jury to hate this guy. They just saw him as a scumbag, mm-hmm. and he may have been one, a thief, a lawyer who, who had a fiduciary duty and you know, did the worst he could have done, which is steal from his own clients. Mm-hmm. And that probably created a lot of hatred and resentment towards him. And then again, these were people also from an area where he lived. Many of them for years had possibly been in an area where they knew of the family, even if they didn't have personal connections with the family, they probably knew of the family. It's a very well-known family. Mm-hmm. So that's another issue. Maybe change of venue should have happened in this case. So I see at least those two issues. One about the amount of financial crimes that came in, and the number two, the fact that the trial happened where it happened. Should have been somewhere else.
How does this appeals process work when they submit it? Did they go and say, here's all the reasons why we believe there should be a dismissal or a mistrial or a retrial by listing out all of those things that you just talked about? Or does it go to a judge to have them go through all those fine things with a fine-tooth comb and say, yeah, these are potential things?
No, the defense team or the appellate lawyers will go through the transcripts of the case, starting from day one and then through trial, and they will find any errors or mistakes, whether it be by the prosecution, by the judge, any misconduct by the jury, and even potentially any errors by defense counsel. You're looking at everything when you're looking, going through this case in detail. And they would have to bring those up in their paperwork, support it with case law, and make the argument that he deserves another trial or a new trial.
How long does a process like this take, especially for something like this very well-publicized case like Alec Murdaugh?
It could go on for years, decades, possibly. We've seen that. I mean, we've seen it in the Scott Peterson case. That's a case I was involved in.
Sure.
And it's still ongoing.
Yeah.
The case even came back for the possibility of a new trial, denied. Now it goes back and it continues. Mm-hmm. And it's been a couple of decades.
Sure. Sure. With that possibility being out there of him going in and possibly getting a new trial, What are some of the things that stood out to you? I know you listed a whole laundry list of things. To you yourself, is there anything that really stands out that you would say, this is the point, this is the big one I'd be pushing if I were trying to get him to have another trial?
One thing that really stands out in this case is how quickly this jury came back.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours on a double homicide case, with a lot, weeks and weeks of testimony. You know it and I know it. They didn't have time to go through all of that evidence. That was a quick verdict.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a case where there was no forensic evidence, right, connecting him to the scene. Or to the crimes. The motive, honestly, I never thought it was a strong motive, because these were the people that he loved. They did make the argument that, yes, he was so selfish that he loved himself above all, but no, these were people that he really truly loved, and these are the people that he would have needed had he been convicted, right, in the future, and the people that would have stood by him just like he had stood by them and supported him throughout the years. And those are the people who would have been with him, backing him up through thick and thin, even if he was filed on for, if he had a case for financial crimes, or even if he was convicted. I mean, his son and his wife would have been there for him. They were a close-knit family. You could see what his other son was doing. He was very supportive. His brother was supportive. This is a close-knit family. He didn't need to do that. And what did he buy for himself? The motives made zero sense to me. So the jury having come back when there was enough for reasonable doubt, and to have come back so quickly, it really is concerning to me. I haven't seen it on this kind of a case. I've seen even Scott Peterson's case. It went on for some time.
Yeah.
And to me, that seems problematic. It makes me wonder if these were jurors who'd already made up their minds before they started deliberations and before even possibly the evidence was heard. I don't know. And I'm sure the defense is going to do some digging and some investigation to figure out if there was any misconduct by this jury, if any of them lied when they were questioned during voir dire. There's all sorts of things that can come out, or any statements that they made post-trial that would indicate that there was misconduct.
Let me ask you this, because one of the brothers of Alec Murdaugh has said that he doesn't know that he believes his brother anymore, if he did it or not. What he is saying is that he believes that Alec knows more than he is admitting to. If there were to be some other thing that came out that Alec simply has lied about, did not fess up to, I think the only thing that's coming to my mind theoretically would be something involving someone going to kill the family as an example to Alec and saying, you know, we're killing these two. You say anything about us doing this, you owed us this money. There's some sort of thing there. And the rest of your family is going to be dead too. Your brothers, your sister, your nieces, nephews, your other son. That could be the only thing that, would run through my mind why there really wasn't much more attention being put onto the drug end of things, onto the money end of things. Did he go down thinking that he has to go down, otherwise his family is at risk? If something like that were to come up, and it turns out Alec did know that, would that be grounds for a new trial on itself? Or would that be working against him because he never, just like he never admitted to where he was the night of the murders until the last minute, would that reflect negatively or not help him in his case of, a retrial?
I mean, that's going to be up to the appellate courts, and it all depends on, you know, the specifics of the evidence and how reliable the evidence is and what exactly the evidence is. And the court will decide if that's enough for him to be granted a new trial. And if that was information that wasn't readily available to them at the time, or there was a concern about his life. But again, these are things that the Court of Appeals will have to take into consideration and decide if it's enough for him, for the case to be sent back to the trial court for a new trial. And we'll have to see. I mean, it's an idea. I hadn't thought about that one. It is possible. I mean, we knew that there was a lot of hatred towards his son because of the incident that he'd been involved in. And his defense attorneys raised that, but this was never raised by the defense attorneys. And if it was really an argument, it should have been raised. Otherwise, it's ineffectual assistance of counsel.
Yeah. It makes you wonder what else could possibly be going on. It's all hypotheticals. But the way that Alec lies about things, it makes me wonder if he concocts some other story and says, look, here's why I didn't tell you. Here's why I didn't say this, because of my fear of this or that. Is that grounds to go anywhere, or is that just, well, you should have said it back when you had the chance?
I mean, if he had the information available to him, technically he should have said it. But again, I mean, there's got to be some case law on it. Anything is possible. But if he had the information, and if, especially if his lawyers had the information, then, and if they made a strategic decision, okay, for whatever reason, not to introduce the evidence, then that's, really, I don't see the court taking that and overturning the conviction based on that. If it was information that was not available to them, to the defendant or his team, then it's a different story.
Sure.
Okay. But when it's available to them, that's going to be an uphill battle for an argument like that to be a winner, as far as an overturning is concerned.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Laurie Retzi, and always a pleasure to have you on. And stick around. We got more with Laura. We're going to talk the Daybells. We're going to talk about that case and what it would be like to defend Lori Vallow Daybell from one of the best defense attorneys in the nation. Laura Retzi, and sticking around to talk that. So press subscribe. Wherever you download podcasts, you don't miss that part of the conversation. If you'd like a ad-free experience, you can get that. All you got to do is go to Apple Podcasts and press subscribe over there on the premium channel. Get access to all of our shows, all of our channels, ad-free. Yes, we have a bunch of sub-podcast channels for the specific cases. If you just want to hear about the Daybell, you just want to hear about Koberger, we have that for you. Those links also in the episode description, and get all of it ad-free when you sign up through Apple Podcasts. All right? My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tired of all the bugs in your yard? Enjoy your backyard again with Cutter Backyard Ready to Spray Bug Control at Menards. It kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and other insects fast, controlling them for up to 12 weeks. A 32-ounce Ready to Spray container covers up to 5,000 square feet and is on sale now through July 13th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?